Yeah, so masks were mandated at my work. I work in a grocery store, like a month ago, way before the public was mandated here. And I tried to wear a mask. We were given one of those surgical masks that we were supposed to keep in a paper bag and keep protected and clean for, I don't know how long, weeks on end, I guess. And I tried wearing it, but immediately I would get dizzy, lightheaded, start to hyperventilate, just get, you know, really hard to breathe. I couldn't breathe. And I'm required to walk around. I'm required to talk to customers. I'm required to climb a ladder, squat down. And it was nearly impossible for me to wear a mask while doing my job. So I would wear it, you know, pull it down as much as I could. I'd wear it off my nose, on my chin, and, you know, do whatever I could to get away with not wearing it while still being in compliance of wearing it.
So what happened?
So right at the beginning, I started asking, you know, how do I get out of wearing a mask at work? I physically can't wear a mask. I was also starting to have palpitations. My blood pressure was going through the roof. I was told that there's nothing. You either wear a mask or you don't work. And I said, yeah, but for medical exemption, somebody who medically can't wear a mask, there has to be some sort of out. You can't force a person to wear a mask who medically can't wear one. And they said, well, no, you either wear a mask or you go home. You don't work. And I said, so I'm out of a job, or I wear a mask and suffer my health and, you know, potentially my physical being. You know, what if I pass out while I'm working? And they said, yeah. Okay, so I talked to a lot more people over the course of a few weeks, and a lot of employees were having similar issues to me, some even worse, and yet none of them were able to get out of wearing a mask. They were saying, hey, I'm about to pass out. I feel dizzy. I feel like I'm gonna, you know, having heart issues, like not attacks, but people are having really bad heart problems, palpitations, and they were just told, well, you wear a mask or you go home. So finally, I pressured my employer. I sent them a bunch of emails about the dangers of wearing masks, how they're unsafe, how they harbor virus and bacteria, how they cause a person, you know, they can cause a lack of oxygen. You're breathing in your own oxygen, carbon dioxide all the time. How they can cause palpitations, heart murmurs, high blood pressure. And I pressured them about OSHA regulations. OSHA states that employer has to maintain a safe working environment. Well, if I can't breathe in a mask, I feel like I'm going to pass out. That's not a safe working environment to me. So I pressured them with the fact that OSHA says that they have to maintain an atmosphere of, don't quote me exactly, but it's like 20% of oxygen, 21 or something. And when you're wearing a mask, that goes down to 19, 18, 17 with some people. So again, they're not maintaining a safe working environment by mandating masks. And eventually, I got told that you could get a doctor's note to not have to wear a mask if you have a medical condition. So that's what I did. I went to my doctor, spoke to my doctor, and she said, yeah, duh, yeah, you can't breathe. You know, shouldn't be wearing a mask. It's very harmful for your health, harmful for anybody, but especially people who have medical conditions and have a hard time with a mask. And so she wrote me a medical exemption. I submitted it, and I was able to work without wearing a mask now. Fortunately, a lot of employees, friends that I have also cannot wear masks. They have a lot of health issues doing them. They don't feel good. They're getting headaches. They are sleeping more than ever. They're getting dizzy. They're getting lightheaded. They're having to leave work early. But they, aren't going out and getting that medical exemption. They're just sucking it up because they're told by the employer that that's their only choice. It's not right.
Yeah, so you had to go out and pay to go see a doctor.
Yeah. And so I had asked them that. I said, so you're going to pay for me to get a doctor's note? Of course, no. You have to do that on your own. So I had to pay for a doctor's appointment to see my doctor, to explain to her my conditions, have her evaluate me to ascertain that, yes, you have medical conditions that prevent you from being able to wear a mask safely at work. It was out of my pocket. And
do you mind saying how much that was?
It was $110, I think, something like that, for a doctor's visit. Yeah, I don't have insurance. I pay cash.
Well, that's interesting. So, again, can you I
don't believe, first of all, I don't believe it's constitutional at all to mandate masks. So that is mandating somebody's own personal decision on their own health and safety. Second of all, I don't believe masks are beneficial. I believe that they cause more harm than good. People want to say they protect others from catching, you know, from you spreading the virus to others. That's not true. There's no evidence that they protect against spreading viruses, but there's a lot of evidence they do cause health issues and that they can cause serious harm to the wearer themselves. So I think if people want to wear a mask, they feel it's beneficial for them and for protecting others, they absolutely should wear a mask. But should you mandate everybody, including healthy adults and children, to wear a mask? Absolutely not. It's completely asinine.